Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Fast am I, good evening. It's 5:30 and this is Update for Friday, 31st of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person. Tonight, Conor Cummins thanks a team that led him to receiving Isle of Man's Sportsman of the Year. The latest on the Ranson Tribunal. The Chief Constable retires today. Former Treasury Minister wants to see local authorities take on collection of rates themselves. A pamphlet published of stirring and unapologetic poems on queer history on the Isle of Man is released. No live music at TT Fan Park this year. And not one, but two games ahead for FC Isle of Man.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now at the time at 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Fast am I, Christian.
Fast am I. Closing remarks have been submitted to an employment tribunal seeking to determine the payouts the island's former medical director will receive after being unfairly dismissed by the Department of Health and Social Care, as well as seeking compensation for loss of future earnings and pension. Dr. Rosalind Ranson's case calls for an exemplary payout because of the DHSC's conduct during the case. Suicide is not straightforward. That's the resounding message from a public meeting which saw government present its suicide prevention strategy. It's estimated 160 or more people are affected when someone takes their life through friends, family, emergency services and medical staff. And music groups won't be able to perform live at the TT Fan Park near the grandstand during this year's races. It's one of the measures that's been announced by the Department of Enterprise to reduce what it calls negative impact on local residents. In international news, Donald Trump's agreed with prosecutors that he won't be handcuffed when he becomes the first former US president to face criminal prosecution. He's expected to hand himself over to court officials on Tuesday. Oscar Pistorius has been told he won't be released from prison because he hasn't served the minimum detention period. The Paralympian was jailed for over 13 years in 2016 for murdering his girlfriend. And the king has laid a wreath in the German city of Hamburg to remember the victims of war. He stood beside the German president at a church badly damaged by Allied bombing in 1943. Those are the updated news headlines. Next to six.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Tonight's going to be dry with clear intervals. Tomorrow continuing dry with sunny intervals and fairly light winds. The maximum temperature around 11 or 12 degrees. Sunset tonight at 7:52. It rises tomorrow morning at 8 minutes to 7. The outlook dry again on Sunday with sunny intervals. High water tonight is at 18 minutes past 9. Low water tomorrow early morning, 3:15 in the morning. And high water tomorrow later is at 9:24.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man's first Manx Chief Constable will retire today. Gary Roberts is stepping down after nearly 40 years police service. He was appointed to the top job in 2012 and is the longest serving Chief Constable in the British Isles. Justice and Home Affairs Minister Jane Poole Wilson says he leaves behind a legacy of empathy.
It is a momentous day, and I think Gary Roberts has been an excellent first Manx Chief Constable. I think his service and commitment to public service and dedication during his tenure has been tremendous, and I think his values-led leadership as Chief Constable has made a really positive difference to shaping the constabulary that we have today. My own experience was I first started working with him when I was chair of the Constabulary Inclusion Scrutiny Group, and it became clear to me that he wanted the constabulary to be able to understand and respond to all the needs of the community on the Isle of Man. And it was an initiative of his to set up that inclusion scrutiny group to listen to different representative groups and look at how the constabulary could meet the needs of different communities. So I think it's about caring, it's about understanding, and it's about then, you know, leading to deliver on that understanding. And I think a humility as well, and a willingness to learn and to continuously seek to improve.
Closing remarks have been submitted to an employment tribunal seeking to determine the payout the island's former medical director will receive after being unfairly dismissed by the Department of Health and Social Care, as well as seeking compensation for loss of future earnings and pension. Dr. Rosalind Ranson's case calls for an exemplary payout because of the DHSC's conduct during the case, Sean Cowper reports.
As well as seeking compensation for loss of future earnings and pension, Dr. Ranson's case calls for an exemplary payout because of the DHSC's conduct during the case. Oliver Siegel KC, representing the medic, told the hearing the additional compensation is justified because the department defended Dr. Ranson's whistleblowing claim on the basis of a lie. He also highlighted the way the DHSC disclosed documents during the original liability hearing and described the disclosure hearing in the summer as a waste of time. Simon Devonshire KC set out the DHSC's case, questioning the validity of Dr. Ranson's evidence that she would have looked to continue in the medical director role until she was 72, which he labelled vague and unsatisfactory. Instead, he says her financial position and the stress of the role would mean she would likely have stepped away from the post in her mid-60s, something Mr. Siegel insisted was not the case. Mr. Devonshire also focused on a report by private investigation firm Expol into allegations that a number of DHSC documents submitted to the tribunal had been concocted. Dr. Ranson previously told the tribunal she didn't agree with the findings of the report, which concluded the department had not created false paperwork, but the DHSC's lawyer said her criticism was not soundly based, insisting there is absolutely no mystery surrounding the DHSC's paperwork. However, Mr. Siegel argued the investigators failed to ask the right questions and claimed government would have been less willing to release the details from the report if it had been done properly. Mr. Siegel was critical of the department's financial and medical experts, highlighting that Mr. Devonshire hadn't included much evidence from either in his submissions. Having heard from both sides, the tribunal will now consider the evidence before publishing its guidelines for a payout. Dr. Ranson's team also submitted an application for costs.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A former Treasury Minister wants to see local authorities take on the collection of rates themselves. David Ashford, MHK for Douglas North, says they should be left to get on with the job.
My view has always been there should be 5 local authorities on the island, that some local authorities are too small, I think, to be able to provide appropriate services or to be able to provide services that a local authority should be doing, in my point of view, as a local authority. There's not uniformity across our local authorities. The system we have in place dates from the late 1800s, and it's time that it was changed. So, I mean, I think it should be for a local authority to make arrangements to collect their own rates. If they believe they can't do so in person, then they should make arrangements either with another local authority, partner with local authorities, to give themselves a better ability to be able to do it at a local level. But as I say, you know, if you were a business and you couldn't issue your own invoices or collect your own monies, you wouldn't last very long. But yet with local authorities, we seem to think that everything's okay and being centralised. I want to see less centralisation of local authority functions. I want to see local authorities left to get on with the jobs they should be doing. Something I've been campaigning on for 15 years. So it's actually been going on for quite a long time. And I think this is, you know, having the consultation that's just come out, I think that's an opportunity to raise it again for me to be able to get my view across. I know there's lots of people out there who probably don't agree with me, including a lot of the local authorities who believe that the centralised system of collection in Treasury is the right approach. Personally, like I say, my view is there should be more local authority autonomy, and part of that autonomy is them collecting their own rates and therefore the financial monies that their people are paying into their pots.
FC Isle of Man are all set for what could be a pivotal double header of matches in the NWCFL Premier Division this weekend. The Ravens travel to Lower Breck on Saturday before heading to Longbridge Town on Sunday. FC Isle of Man interim manager Paul Jones was asked about the challenges of having to prepare for two games in 2 days.
It's an interesting one, really. We obviously are looking to go as well as we can to get 6 points over the two games. So it's how you manage the squad, you know, the minutes in the legs potentially. Some players have played an awful lot of football and some maybe haven't quite as much as they would like or we would like. So we've been thinking about this for 3 or 4 weeks now. Some of the squad selections previously have been to either get people involved who haven't been for a while or to allow enable people to get some minutes in local football if they haven't had enough minutes through us. So, you know, we've tried to plan for this kind of situation without losing focus on the other games. And we believe we've got, you know, a strong group that will deliver two really good performances over the weekend.
You may be aware of this already. Mathematically this weekend, if you were to win both games, you would actually secure safety in this division now. I know you're not probably distributing that to your players, but what would that mean if you could do it this weekend?
Well, they'll probably know now after that goes on radio, won't they? But they're not daft. They'll have worked that out themselves. Every game's an opportunity to improve, isn't it? And we're going into the game looking to come home with 6 points. If we do that, then, as you say, we don't need to look over our shoulders anymore. But in order to get those 6 points, we very much need to focus on every minute of every game. Yep, you're right. It could be a really good weekend for us as a club, and it would be quite fitting for that to happen with, you know, the group of players that are going who have given so much to the club and the community over the last season and the season before. But, you know, that's not written. And I'm sure the other two teams are going to do their very best to make sure that this is a very difficult weekend for us. So, you know, we've got more than enough in the tank. I just hope that the lads can express themselves and put the level of performance in over 94 minutes that we know we're capable of.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes away from six. Ben McCree left a little bit late at Heysham, 2:30 roundabout. Should be in Douglas Harbour around about 6:10. 7:45 back out to Heysham. Should be there at 11:30. Usual time overnight, 2:15. Coming back, should be in Douglas Harbour at 6:00 tomorrow morning. Manannan is in Douglas Harbour at the moment. Out tomorrow morning at 7:15. Heading off to Liverpool. For more information, head to manxradio.com, click on to news and then click on to travel.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A new pamphlet of stirring and unapologetic poems that circle the queer history of the Isle of Man publishes today. Isle of Sin charts how far the island has progressed in recent years, explores the darker years prior to the partial legislation of sex between men in 1992, and celebrates the life of Dursley McClendon. Manx poet Simon Madrill says it's important to document lesser-known history through creative means.
It's a subject I've been thinking about for quite a long time, for obvious reasons, I guess. There's a couple of poems in my debut pamphlet, Throatbone, and with there being the 30th anniversary of the partial legalisation of sex between men, that, of course, prompted me to write some more about it. I've actually been supported by Culture Vanin to write another Manx pamphlet, and what happened during that process was I created so many, if you like, more traditional Manx poems, but also these poems as well. And with It's a Sin coming about and the greater awareness of Dursley McClendon, I ended up with a whole bunch of poems around queer Manx history and around a celebration of his life that I then basically found a publisher to pull those together. And I think it's important to document history and for, you know, those lesser told stories to be retained and kept, because they have value. We learn from history. We don't learn from history that's washed away or even denied. You know, and the pamphlet also gives credit to the Manx government for their apology for the laws in the first place. And, you know, probably unknown anywhere else in the world, this year, of course, we had an apology from the police, the way in which they implemented the laws. And, you know, my poems talk to a lot of the evidence and the testimonies of people who experienced what was going on at that time, not just in terms of the harassment of Alan Shea for putting his head above the parapet to call for the legalisation of sex between men, but also far more insipid things that were going on in terms of the targeting of gay men.
Poet Simon Maddall, whose new poetry pamphlet Isle of Sin is published today.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
In corporate news, insurer Beazley was a high riser after a double upgrade to buy from sell at UBS. The bank said the balance sheet is in a stronger position than it expected. Consensus earnings are now reset and the shares are close to a 10-year low on price to earnings.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets close higher, closing out Q1 in positive territory. US stocks opened higher as the final trading day of an eventful first quarter gets underway. Oil prices rose, gold prices held steady, but the safe haven metal was bound for its second straight quarterly rise after recent banking turmoil raised hopes of a less aggressive US Federal Reserve and shored up interest in bullion. The markets at the close, FTSE 100 up 0.15% at 7.631. The DAX also up 0.69% at 15.628. At 5 o'clock, Dow Jones was up 0.68% at 33.081. S&P 500 0.78% up at 4.082. The NASDAQ also up 1.04% at 12.137. Exchange rates, a pound will buy you $1.237. It will buy you €1.138. And in commodities, gold priced up at the end of the day 0.08% at $1,979, and Brent crude oil per barrel was up 1.2% at $79.49.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
So Saturday is going to be mostly dry with sunny intervals developing. Dry with sunny intervals is the summary. The sea temperature is 9 degrees. Wind east or northeast 3 or 4 back in north in the afternoon. Wave height is 0.5 to 1 metre. Wave period 5 to 7 seconds. And high tide is going to be at 9.24 a.m. on Saturday. On to Sunday, wind east or southeast 3 or 4. Wave height is 0.5 metres. The wave period 4 to 6 seconds. And high tide on Sunday is going to be at 10.15 a.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
The Cabinet Office Minister has responded to concerns raised at a meeting which saw government set out how they intend to tackle suicide in the Isle of Man. At the Suicide Prevention Strategy, there were no government ministers or heads of department present, something audience members labelled telling. Kristen Jones spoke with Kate Lorne Brennan to find out why.
When it comes to talking about these issues around suicide and suicide prevention, you do want to have the right people around the table to have that conversation. So it was a briefing event rather than a political event, but be in no doubt that this is clearly a priority for the Cabinet Ministers.
People in response said that it was telling that those in charge of departments weren't there. I mean, would you agree that being visible at a meeting would kind of back up those claims that you're making that government is taking it seriously?
Ministers and MHKs were not invited in a political capacity, so I had certainly inquired about the purpose of this launch event, satisfied that public health are handling it in the appropriate way in order to brief the media. I've made it very clear in the House of Keys how important this matter is. This isn't about virtue signalling.
The statement we've been given says the strategy launch had a carefully targeted audience of identified community stakeholders and continues to say it wants to introduce the strategy to the media, charities and groups identified during its development. I know you said that ministers and political members weren't invited there in a political sense, but if they're not there engaging with the carefully targeted community stakeholders and charities, then it could be seen that the panel are pushing for and everyone needs to come together on this, but those with decision-making power in government actually aren't.
Christian, if there wasn't the political support in the right way, we wouldn't be having a strategy to talk about. This is a very serious issue. It's not one for politicians to necessarily always be wading in on.
Manx Radio Sport. With your update, sport tonight, here's Manx Radio Sport editor Rob Pritchard. Fast am I, Rob?
Fast am I. Good evening. Starting with football, and Corinthians and St John's will battle it out this weekend to see who will meet Peel in the final of this year's ECAP FA Cup. The two sides will contest the remaining semi-final of the competition on Saturday at 2 p.m. Meanwhile, from 2:30, league fixtures from the Canada Life Men's Premier League down to Combination 2 are also being held tomorrow. There's also more cup action to come on Sunday. The first round of the Women's FA Cup takes place, with Malou hosting Onken and Douglas Royal at home to Castletown. In rugby, the final home game of the season awaits tomorrow for Vagabonds Ladies, as their strong women's NC1 Northwest campaign this season nears its conclusion. They'll welcome strugglers Lee to Bala Fletcher on Saturday lunchtime. Manx Radio's rugby correspondent Dave Christian says although nothing can be taken for granted, high-flying Vagabonds should have too much quality for their visitors.
If Vagabonds can knock over Lee this weekend and Halifax in a fortnight's time, they could end up finishing third. Lee are bottom of the table. They've played 11, lost 11. Vagabonds won away at Lee 41-25, I think, on the very first day of the season back in September. I think Vagabonds have got everything they need to do to pick up maximum points.
And this weekend will be the final weekend for the Manx Hockey League campaign for most of the teams across the respective divisions. All of the title winners across the divisions are already decided, but there are still vital points to play for, either to avoid relegation or for pride and higher standings in the table. One of the close battles is expected to be in Ladies Division 1 on Saturday between Valkyries B and Ramsey at QE2 at 3:35. Ben Cunningham, Manx Radio's hockey correspondent, explains.
This is a big game because this could decide, really, who finished runners-up in this league. Currently at the minute, Valkyries B hold that spot, but if Ramsey A could get one over Valkyries B this weekend, they could leapfrog them over and get that runners-up spot. So big game there at QE2.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Police aren't reporting anything on the roads down at the airport. There is a couple of delays on the inbound and departing flights. That is the Manchester flight, which is now due in at 10 past 6. Bristol has been delayed until 8:15. And there's also a delay showing on the London City flight on the arrivals. All other flights showing at the moment as being on time. Departures-wise, the Bristol obviously delayed coming in. It's going to be delayed going back out, and also the Liverpool and London Gatwick is shown as on time at the moment, but that is subject to change. Keep on to manxradio.com, click on to news and travel for the latest updates there. Temporary lights on Johnny Watson's Lane, overnight closure of the Millennium Bridge across the harbour each night, 8 p.m. until 4:30 in the morning. That continues. Temporary lights on Paul Rose Bridge by the power station, also the junction of Paul Rose Road and Alder Road by the Methodist Church. Heading south, the Ronick Road remains closed for resurfacing in the west. Temporary lights at the Ballacrane. Temporary lights also for tree felling at Glen Helen, and temporary closures around the East Quay. That continues in the west of the island. For more information, go to manxradio.com, click onto news, then click onto travel.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. Southgate Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tire. Call 665646.
Now, there will be no live music performed at the TT Fan Park near the grandstand this year. It's one of the improvements being made by the Department for Enterprise to reduce what it calls the negative impact of local residents. Lewis Foster reports.
The new look Fan Park was debuted during last year's TT races in Nobles Park, with live screens to watch the video coverage. TT head of production at the DfE, Andy Spears, has written to local residents ahead of the 2023 event, outlining some changes this time round. which alongside the termination of live music include professional traffic management around the St Ninians areas and access to a 24/7 support facility for key residents should any parking issues occur. The department says it will work with Douglas Council to consider alternative venues during the MGP to support the large volume of visitors. It also says there's the potential for a shuttle bus to and from the town centre and making the streets in the surrounding areas open to resident parking only. The department has also committed slash agreed to a reduction in fields available for event parking once Douglas Borough Council has made improvements to the football pitch, as well as improving facilities in and around Nobles Park by installing permanent power and installing a permanent grasscrete walkway slash roadway. There's also due to be an assessment of additional entrance and exit options, including the widening of the main access point as opposed to using St Ninian's Court. Mr Spear says thousands of people travel to the TT Grandstand to visit the fan park, the paddocks and to watch the racing, and admits the influx of visitors has a major impact on the surrounding area. Local residents have been thanked for their goodwill and cooperation.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
And finally, equestrian star Yasmin Ingham and TT rider Connor Cummins were crowned Isle of Man Sportswoman and Sportsman of the Year 2022 at the Isle of Man Sports Awards in Douglas last night. Speaking to Manx Radio after claiming his prize, Cummins, who secured two TT podiums last year, explains how big a challenge it was to get back to success on the track.
The start of 22 was pure hell, to be honest, with riddled with injuries, and I just really bashed myself up in a training accident and had to start the year on the back foot, but we pulled through good and strong with real good support mechanism, family, friends and physios. The surgeons really put some hard work into me, and I had to train hard as well, and working alongside Trevor Christian at the Sports Institute there as well, a fantastic facility. That really got me back on track, and we were able to get back on the bike in April, and that was the start of my year. So yeah, we just dug deep, and we come through to the, you know, if you look through TT, it just kept building and building, and we were able to score two podiums and the fastest ever Honda lap, so it was great.
You'll know this from a racing side of thing. You're the guy out on track looking to get the results, but there's so many people behind the scenes that make it all happen. The fact that not just good athletes like yourself are recognised, but also the volunteers and the staff that do a lot of hard work as well, how important is that?
It's imperative. I mean, without an organisation, and whether it be officials, marshals, scrutineers, volunteers, all over the shop, we wouldn't be having racing around the TT course. And we're so lucky that there's people that want to get behind it and want to see some action on the course. So yeah, without a solid team of people organising it in the background, we wouldn't be on the track. As simple as that. So it's a big testament to them, really.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Rhiann Evans. After the news at 6, Friday Sport Preview with Rob Pritchard, Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds at 6:30, Sweet and Swing with Howard Kane at 9, After Hours with Rhiann Evans at 10. Andy Wynn back next week. Whatever you're doing tonight, keep well, stay safe.
One Castrol oil change, 1 year's engine warranty, zero worries. And that's a promise. Quayside Tyre and Service Centre, the island's approved Castrol service centre, now offer a 1 year free Castrol engine warranty. Available to those who have had their oil change with selected Castrol Edge, Magnatec or GTX products. All available at Quayside Tyres. Book your next service online at tyres.im. T's and C's apply. Quayside!
Manx Utilities has nearly completed its work to replace electricity key meters with smart meters. Key meter top-ups won't be available from the 1st of April, so prepayment customers who don't have a smart meter yet should now have received an appointment. If you haven't heard from us, or if you want to change your appointment time, please call 687 688. That's 687 688. Smarter Living. Brought to you by Manx Utilities.
Quality, economy, that's what we're all about.
Imagine relaxing in your new luxury bathroom with the latest bathroom suite. Or how about a stunning wet room with contemporary designer tiles? Turn your dreams into reality at a price you can afford at Pacesetter. Visit the Pacesetter Bathroom and Tile Showroom, Harris Terrace.
That's what we're all about.
EPS just finished painting our house and we're delighted with the result.
Very impressed with the speed, quality and standard of work.
We would recommend EPS highly.
House looks like new.
Brilliant job from start to finish.
EPS, transforming properties island-wide with a revolutionary Protex wall covering system. Guaranteed for 10 years. Visit eps.company for details. There's a waiting list, but it'll be worth it.
A good job well done.
Thank you, EPS.
Discover Slimming World's delicious free food frozen range. These meals, meats, soups and sides are a handy, healthy option for busy days and are available exclusively at ShopRite.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.